Now we move on to the Word of God and healing. His Word is filled with power. The angel told Mary in Luke 1:37, nothing will be impossible with God. But the literal meaning of those words is, no word of God shall be without power. Therefore, we read that Mary said, may it be done unto me according to your word. Psalm 107, 20 and 21 tells that healing is in his word. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness and for his wonders to the sons of men. God's word is good for our entire being. Proverbs 16:24. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Jesus delivers healing words. Proverbs 12:18 promises, there is one who speaks rashly like the thrust of a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Proverbs 13:17 adds, a wicked messenger falls into adversity, but a faithful envoy brings healing. Jesus is a faithful envoy. He is the Word of God. He spoke and power was released. Luke 17:12-19. As he entered a village, 10 leprous men who stood at a distance met him. And they raised their voices, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy upon us. When he saw them, he said to them, go and show yourselves to the priest. And as they were going, they were cleansed. Now one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered and said, were not 10 cleansed, but the 9, where are they? Was no one found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, stand up and go. Your faith has made you well. Again in John 4:46, therefore he came again to Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And there was a royal official whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him and was imploring him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. So Jesus said to him, unless you people see signs and wonders, you simply will not believe. The royal official said to him, sir, come down before my child dies. Jesus said to him, go, your son lives. The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and started off. As he was now going down, his slaves met him, saying that his son was living. So he inquired of them the hour when he began to get better. Then they said to him, yesterday at the 7th hour, the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at that hour in which Jesus said to him, your son lives. And he himself believed in his whole household. Bethesda means place or house of healing. Bethesda Church was named after the place in the next scripture, John 5:2-9. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having 5 porticos. In these lay a multitude of those who were sick, blind, lame, and withered, waiting for the moving of the waters. For an angel of the Lord went down at certain seasons into the pool and was stirred up the water. Whoever then first after the stirring up of the water, stepped in, was made well from whatever disease with which he was afflicted. A man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been a long time in that condition, he said to him, "Do you wish to get well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your pallet, and walk." Immediately the man became well and picked up his pallet and began to walk. Now it was the Sabbath on that day. Acts 3, 1-10 records the release of power through Christ's apostles when they spoke words given by the Holy Spirit. Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the ninth hour, the hour of prayer, and a man who had been lame from his mother's womb was being carried along, whom they used to set down every day at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, in order to beg alms of those who were entering the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he began asking to receive alms. But Peter, along with John, fixed his gaze on him and said, "Look at us." And he began to give them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "I do not possess silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, walk." And seizing him by the right hand, he raised him up, and immediately his feet and his ankles were strengthened. With a leap, he stood upright and began to walk, and he entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they were taking note of him as being the one who used to sit at the beautiful gate of the temple to beg alms. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Again, in Acts 9:32-25, "Now as Peter was traveling through all those regions, he came down also to the saints who lived at Lydda. There he found a man named Aeneas, who had been bedridden 8 years, for he was paralyzed. Peter said to him, 'Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and make your bed.' Immediately he got up, and all who lived at Lydda and Sharon saw him, and they turned to the Lord." Let's also turn to the Lord and his word. Now Psalm 33:6 reminds us that all came into being by his word. "By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth all their host." We were made to live by that word, as Jesus spoke in Luke 4:4. "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone." That word brings us faith. Romans 10:17 says, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ." As we are hearing and receiving this word from heaven, faith rises within us. Faith, not feelings, releases the word's power in our lives. He sent this word for our benefit. Thank you, dear Lord, for the penetration of your word from heaven to our hearts. I believe it is working wonderfully within us right now.